Hello, good evening.
Yes,
sir,
my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What's this again? A survey on what?
Yes, mostly about elections, ma'am. For example, my first question to you would be is, we would like to know, ma'am, is what state are you registered to vote? Would you say Arizona, California, Georgia?
Arizona.
Great, ma'am. Moving on, for statistical purposes, may I know the year you were born in?
59.
Great, ma'am. We would like to know as well, ma'am, is I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably?
Yes. Certain to vote.
Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now in your own words?
Oh, I would have to say fixing the money issue. Everything's so expensive, you can't get anything anymore. Jobs are really getting kind of tough to come by. So, yeah, I would have to say the economy.
No problem, ma'am. All right, moving on. My other question would be, thank you so much for that feedback. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted Democrat.
Joe Biden. No problem. I'm thinking again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Definitely not for Biden again, but I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards Kennedy at this point.
No problem, ma'am. Well, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, ma'am, I just want you to tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates on a scale of a 0 to 100. All right, 0 means that there's no chance you would vote for them. 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. For example, Joe Biden, ma'am, from a 0 to 100.
0.
Donald Trump from a 0 to 100.
I would say 50.
50, no problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Oof, that's a tough one. I would say probably Carrie Lake.
No problem, ma'am. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, ma'am? Would you say Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I would say probably on this one I'd have to go with the Republican.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say much more the Republican or somewhat more the Republican?
Probably much more.
Right, ma'am. And I just want to indicate whether you strongly agree or disagree with the following statements, ma'am. Thank you so far for your answers. So the first
of
one
course.
Says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I would say I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, ma'am. And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you say you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
You know what, honey? I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
Sure. Let me repeat it again, ma'am. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Okay, ma'am. And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I would have to say I'd agree. I don't feel like anybody should have to be put out there.
Strongly or somewhat agree, ma'am?
I would say somewhat agree at this point.
All right. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you say you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
I would say I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
I would say strongly.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, ma'am, I'm just going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, I just want you to tell me if you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. For example, the first one says, ma'am, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. And the other one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay, and President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am, and President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. We would like to know as well as, well, I wanted you to tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. I'll be quick. So the first one says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable immigrants. Would you say you are more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I would say more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely, ma'am?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. What about this one? A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would you say that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I would say more likely.
Much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Much more.
Okay, and a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would you say you're more likely or less likely to vote for him like that?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Probably much more.
Okay, ma'am, a program that keeps families together is by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would you say you're more likely or less likely to vote for him like that?
Probably more likely.
Much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Somewhat more.
All right. And this one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would you say you're more likely or less likely to vote for him like that?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so that they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would you say you're more likely or less likely to vote for him like that?
I would say more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
And the last one for this section says, ma'am, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would you say you are more likely or less likely to vote for him like that?
I would say probably more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Probably somewhat likely. Including, I don't want to cut you off, but we have dinner reservations right now. How much longer is the survey?
It's like 5 more minutes, ma'am. I'll be really quick, I promise you. Your opinion does count. All right, ma'am, I'll just read these quickly. I just want to indicate how concerned you are about the following. For example, ma'am, this first one says, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internet camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Mm-hmm. You know what, honey? I'm not quite certain on that one.
No problem. What about this one, ma'am? Donald Trump and Republicans are racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does it make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Oh, it makes me concerned.
Very, somewhat, a little?
Very.
Okay, ma'am, moving on. This other one says, ma'am, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Does this make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
I'd say somewhat concerned.
All right, and this one says, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won, ma'am. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very.
All right, the last one for this section says, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
You know what, honey? I didn't hear that one because the car next to it started up.
No problem, ma'am. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system, ma'am. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
All right, ma'am. And moving on to the last section, ma'am. I'm just going to read to you different approaches from former President Trump and President Biden have proposed. These are really quick when it comes to immigration. I just want you to tell me, all right, which approach comes closest to your own view, either if none is right, ma'am. So the first one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am, Trump or Biden's approach?
I would have to say on this one, I would have to go with Biden.
Biden, would you say it comes much closer to your view or somewhat closer to your view?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, after hearing some more information, I just want to know about this November election, ma'am. If it were if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy, Green Party Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I had answered that, and I would say that I'd be curious about Kennedy.
Okay, no problem. We're just asking again. And best, as best you can say, ma'am, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in the country without papers? Would you say a yes or a no?
Not really.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And moving on. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? For example, MSNBC, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Spanish language, radio programs, WhatsApp, Univision, Facebook.
I don't watch the news.
No? Okay, no problem.
No.
And finally, just these last questions for the statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage, ma'am?
I would say European.
Great, ma'am. And moving on, we would just like to know, were you born in the U.S. mainline or in another country?
No, in the U.S.
Were either of your parents born in the U.S. or another country?
One another country and one in the U.S.
Oh, okay. By any chance, was another country Puerto Rico?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what language do you primarily speak in your home, ma'am?
English.
Always English. No problem. All right, ma'am. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. And moving on, ma'am, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm real political about anything. I have my beliefs, but I'm not real strong too much.
Not strong. No problem. All right. And moving on, ma'am, thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I say I'm pretty liberal.
Okay. All right. And tell me what's the highest level of education you have completed?
12th grade.
All right. And moving on, ma'am, what is your religion, if any?
I'm Catholic.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Sonia.
Okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Well, thank you for your time, ma'am. Would you say you're interested in participating in a follow-up research study Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Would you want us to notice? Hello?
Probably not, honey. I don't mind helping you out, but I don't think I'd want to do it again.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.